Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. And I know pretty soon on that beautiful Sunday morning, we want to thank God for all the mothers who are alive. And those who are not, praise God, we truly thank God that you are with us, praise God. And thank God that our prayers are with you. And praise God, because I just lost my mom this year. But truly, I thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But truly, I want to thank God for the mothers who are alive today on this earth. Praise God. I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to you. And I know that your children, or whoever who don't bear children, but you're raising someone else's children, you are probably adopting children, praise God. I wish all the mothers around the world to say Happy Mother's Day and thank God for Jesus Christ. But in the days that we are in, I truly thank God for his grace and mercy. Those are on their way to see about your mother, probably in a nursing home. Praise God, she's probably in a shut-in. But however, I truly thank God for Jesus to always love your mother. Praise God, while they're on this earth, give them their flowers so they can smell and see them. Because when they are gone, praise God, they can't see them, nor could they smell them. But thank God for Jesus Christ for blessing us to be alive, to always to adore those that God gives to us. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I know some of you are, like I said, on your way to the house of God. You're going to the hospital to witness, praise God. You're going to the nursing home, praise God, to minister to those, praise God, who want to hear the word of God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. But I thank God for his glory and his righteousness. I truly thank God for him as well. And today, this morning, I would like to go into the book of John, the 14th chapter, when Jesus said, "Let not your heart." And thank God we are in a world of distress. We are facing a lot of things that's going on in this earth. But one thing I love about Jesus, he always comes with comfort. He always gives us a word of comfort, to comfort our heart, to comfort our spirit. He knows what we need. All we got to do is ask him. But when we are in distress, in the time that we are facing right now, sometimes it troubles our heart. It really does. And then when it gets troubled in our heart, in the spirit, it affects us in the flesh as well. It affects us, praise God. And then we have heart problems. But you know what? I truly thank God for Jesus, for his word. And thank God for the 3 a.m. prayer. And I thank God for Jesus that we are to seek his face early in the morning, that he'll give us a word of comfort. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, that he always have a word for us when we are facing all difficulties in our life. We are facing all situations in our lives today. The enemy, the Lord is showing us, his job is to come to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord always come behind the demon, Satan, and always encourage us to let us know not to fear the enemy, but to fear God and to trust God. As I go into the book of John, the 14th chapter, and that's a well-known chapter, praise God, when people are facing all types of difficulties in their life, when they are facing all types of obstacles in their lives, they wonder if there is hope. But John, the 14th chapter, give us that hope that we seek for. And the word of God said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know where I am going, and you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? See, and I thank God, Jesus is the key to us get to the where we need to go. Jesus is our key to receive the blessing of the Lord, the inheritance that Jesus wants us to have. And I truly thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who always gives us what we need in this day and hour. There are many people in the world today are facing hardship. And when I say hardship, mean their heart. Their heart is troubled when they are going through a period of time. You got some people in this universe are going through health issues. Some people are having, they're going through a stage of cancer. Some are going through a hardship when their family turn their back against them. They turn their back on them and knowing, praise God, and it hurts, praise God. But thank God for Jesus. That's why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Children go against their parents. The parents go against their children. Praise God. Marriages are crumbling. Praise God. The man leave his wife, or the wife leave her husband. Praise God, children be rebellious, don't want to listen to their parents. But thank God, Jesus always have an answer. And most time I always ask people, say, what do you think what Jesus would do? And thank God, the Lord let us know in his word, let not your heart be troubled. We cannot carry the weight like Jesus can, but we can trust the Lord. We can rededicate our lives to him and trust him. Whatever the outcome is, we can believe and believe what the Lord say in his word. The Lord will restore. He will put things back together when it was shattered. He will put your life back together. He will bring you back to your family. He will help children come back to their parents. Thank God for Jesus. The Lord always is the answer to all situations. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, for what he is, to bring everything back into place. That's why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Trust the Lord. That's what Jesus did. That was his purpose. While he was on this earth, he gave himself so that we can have a person that we can come to, that we can rely on, and that is Jesus. Jesus is the ark of our salvation. He is everything that we need. He will comfort our heart when we can comfort our heart. We could go to a heart doctor. The heart doctor only takes care of the physical man. But when our heart is troubled in the spirit, we could go to Jesus. He's the one who will give us the comfort that we need in the days that we are facing. When you are not alone, as long as you call on the name of Jesus. Jesus is everything that we need in this hour. And that's why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is everything that we need in this day. Yes, the enemy will come and try to discourage you. But one thing about it, we got to learn to stand up to that devil. We got to learn to praise in the midst of your storm. We got to praise him anyhow. When your children go against you, when your husband go against you, when the world go against you, you still stand and trust God and rely on the Lord when it comes to his word. David had to encourage himself when he was in the midst of the war, when his children was coming against him. He encouraged himself, trusting in the Lord every step of the way. He knew that God was going to fight his battle when he can't fight the battle by himself. We need to encourage ourselves and stay focused on God's word. We got to rely on God every step of the way. And God will see us through this as long as we trust in him. And that's why the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for what he is to us, and what he's going to do for us in this hour. So I know that everything's going to be well. And I thank God for what he is and what he planned to do for us as children. He's our Father, our Heavenly Father. As long we trust in him and believe in his word, don't let the devil discourage you. Remember what Jesus said in his word. Let not your heart be troubled. In spite of what you are going through, let not your heart be troubled. Just trust the Lord and he will see you through everything that you are going in this hour. Anything that the Lord can do, he will do it. As long as we ask him and believe in what we ask in him, and you will receive it. And I thank God for his word today. That's why Thomas asked, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That the Lord let Thomas know, I'm going to prepare a place where you could fulfill my presence and you will be secure in my presence, and I will take care of you. In spite of what you're going through, I'll be there with you. The enemy will not have no power over you, because I'm the one who died for you and to encourage you with the word of my Father. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let your faith be strong in Jesus. And let not your heart be troubled. May God bless you. And again, happy Mother's Day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.